Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I received the mail.
Oh, I didn't even have time to write you a note.
Randall.
But I think you know my heart, so.
Yes, and I appreciate
that
it.
That empty spaces.
Good evening.
I think someone else came on.
Yeah, Brandy, come on. Please join us in saying the Anabakoa.
I'm going to mute.
Okay. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimimcha, Tatir, Serura, Alfekimo Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimodalad Yud Kafshin Barhim Tacharen Rachame Sidkatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditat Kimo Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatah Het Kufbet, Het Nunayan. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatinu Kabel, Ushmatzi Akatenu, Yodeya Talubo. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yutta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Notzea Won Wafesha Vechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool from Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with Elishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bikhimu Urhimu Himu Himu Urhimu Le'ahdale L'shem Yehud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Tayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Rabbi Abba Amar Dekam Atar Tanei Nam Dekudcha Sri hu koma diaved le la witata ko la ihu kishot diovada dikshot le lach mila. The Alma Divaye Barnash Ladah Yale Yamine Yaula Naga Deyakalana Tehakulu Obada Dishot Inun Wikolai Stiris The Alma. The energy of this current year, 5780. The revealed energy is that of compensation. The concealed energy is that of Shefa. By reading the verses that connect this year and with the proper consciousness of connecting Shefa to compensation, we will be able to reveal the light of Shefa and unify it with the concept of the compensation, so that our compensation will come from Shefa, from the goodness of Hashem. Be reading tonight Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4. And this verse has the name of the year written twice in it with the same word. Hatishpot otam, Hatishpot ben Adam. Et ho avot avotam hodien. The translation is, will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. And the fathers are a code word for the reincarnations of the same souls. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we are studying 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ta v'lo yirgas od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, and you utilize the tool of saying each name out loud with its root vowel, each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Why, yo, la, yo. So, sa, sa, yo, tai, ala, me, me, he, she, la, la, he, aka, aka, he, ta. Ezayo ala dala awa he he ya. Yozala me be he he re yo he kome. La awa kala yo la wa wa. He he la. Nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 yo. Nuta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he. Ray yo yo awa me la cafe washi re yo ke wa la he he ka wako me nuda Anu yo he ame re he ya yo yo za. Hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo. Ashi la me yo he. Wa he wa danu yo he he she ame me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me cha re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a me he me wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta. Hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me hey me wa. Hey me ah yo cha la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa cha be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey she ah yo re ta she ah hey re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la he he ka wa ko me du da. Anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za. He shi he me ka ko me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la wa he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he be. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the eighth day of, excuse me, yeah, the eighth day of Tishrei, Rabbi Noach of Lechovitz, Rabbi Baruch Schneerson, the father of the Baal HaTanya, the founder of the Chabad line, Rabbi Shimon Sofer, Rabbi Abraham Yehoshua Cheshkel of Biala, Rabbi Shlomo Ben-Sion Tursky of Chernobyl, Rabbi Benjamin Zellberger, and we are going to connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yesod. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. Hold. You are Huni Wu Yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. Netzach. Ye are Huni Wu Yohi. Ye are Huni Wu Yohi. Ye are Huni Wu Yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gubura.
Adeshe
Shanti Lirapetu Vadonayo Hewate Te Eret Chaim Kawe El Adonayo Hewate Chazak Biamet Libecha Kawe El Adonayo Hewate. The Ma Meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav, Hey Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav, Hey. We will now use the abridged Kaddish to elevate to the level of our class tonight. Yitkadal v'yitkadash emei rabba, and we all say amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamlich machute b'chayechon v'yomechon u'v'chaye. V'kol beit Yisrael v'agala u'v'izman kariv. Yitbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yitbar, v'yitromam, v'yitnaseh, v'yitadar, v'yitale, v'yitalal, sh'mei v'kutcha, le'eila min kol birkata, v'shirata tushbechata, v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma, yehe shlomo rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. O se shalom b'imro mal, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Tonight's class is about the writings of the Ari on the subject of Yom Kippur. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. That opens up to a landing page of all of the essays by the Ari. Scroll down in the section of holidays to Yom Kippur. And there are three links under that. Please click on the first link and it will open up to a title, Shell Games. And this is where we will begin our class. Evil may act as a husk which protects a fruit until it is ripe. From the teachings of Rabbi Isaac Luria, we are told that as part of the Yom Kippur sacrificial ritual in the tabernacle or the temple, the high priest must take two goats, very similar goats, trying to be exactly the same goats, and place them before Hashem at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Aaron will place lots on the two goats, one lot for Hashem and one lot for Azazel. Aaron will take the goat on which the lot fell for Hashem and make it a sin offering. The goat on which fell the lot for Azazel will be positioned live before Hashem to make atonement on it to send it to Azazel into the desert. The plain meaning of Azazel is a cliff. The goat sent to Azazel was thrown off a desert cliff to its death. The mystical significance of Azazel is Satan, and the nukva of the luminous shell to whom the goat is given. They, Satan and the evil nukva, the male and female principles of evil, are also called the depths of the sea, which remains after the dross of the kings of Edom are purified, and the shadow of death. As we have seen previously, Satan is the name given to the evil partsuf of Zeranpin, just as the partsufim exist in each of the four holy worlds, so do they exist in each of the four realms of evil. The four realms of evil are called shells, contrasting with the fruit or the meat of a nut within the shell, which signifies the holy realms. The significance of this imagery is that, just as the shell, which obscures the fruit within it, is inedible and must be discarded, so does evil obscure the power of holiness in this world. We must break through it and reject it in order to reveal goodness. On the other hand, just as the shell protects the fruit until within it until it is ripe, so does evil, egocentricity, serve the purpose of protecting the good within it until it is ripe. The fourth realm can be absorbed and elevated into holiness. Three of the four realms of evil are totally unable to be assimilated. The fourth realm is neutral, meaning that although it is a priori evil, meaning that it is evil only in as much as it is not oriented by nature toward Hashem. If it is used for holy purposes, however, it can be absorbed and elevated into holiness. Conversely, if it is used for evil purposes, it descends into and becomes part of the three unholy realms. The neutral realm of evil is called the luminous shell. These four realms of evil are all alluded to in the vision of Ezekiel. I saw, and behold, there was a stormy wind coming from the north, a great cloud, a flashing fire, and a luminous surrounding it. The depths of the sea refers to the verse, "He will return, he will have mercy on us, he will conquer our iniquities, and cast all of their sins into the depths of the sea." The phrase, "the shadow of depths," refers, among others, to the verse, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff comfort me." As we will see, the Hebrew for these two phrases consists of the same letters. The kings of Edom refers, as we have seen in other writings of the Ari, to the Sephirot of the world of Tohu, which collapsed. The portions of these Sephirot that were refined enough to be assimilated into holiness in the subsequently constructed world of Tikkun became the Sephirot of that world. While those elements that were too crass to be so assimilated became the realms of evil. This evil is transformed into the defending counsel for the Jews on Yom Kippur by virtue of the good presented within it, as explained in the Zohar. This process will be explained here shortly. Now, these two goats are mystically the equivalent of the two spies, Chachma and Bina, of the evil Zeranpin of Atzilut, as mentioned there. The two spies Joshua sent to spy out the land of Israel correspond to Hophla and Bina of the evils there on Pin. The goat spy of Hophla is a priori more sweetened, and this is why one lot is for God. In contrast, the second goat or spy, which is sent to die, manifests Bina of the evils there on Pin. The experience of Hophla is selflessness. Since the experience of Hophla is selflessness, there is some good in it, even in a non-holy context. For example, if a person is laboring over some mathematical problem and is totally absorbed in thought over it, he is not touching or focusing on God, but neither is he focusing on himself. The very fact that he is at that moment not focused on himself makes the experience one that can be transformed into holiness. If, say, the individual remembers or realizes that mathematics is, after all, our way of describing God's wisdom as it has been imprinted in nature. Bina, in contrast, is the experience of self. The insight of Hochma is evaluated and analyzed in the context of the individual's personal worldview he has developed during his life. If this is done in an evil context, selfish context, there is no redeeming element that could make the experience holy. Like my comments, I'm adding, the above two paragraphs are comments by the translator. Please remember the definition of evil is selfishness. Self-centered is human, yet it is one step removed from evil. It is necessary to contemplate the meaning of consciousness in an evil context. Azazel signifies Satan and the nukva of the luminous shell, which are positioned opposite Zeron Pin, and the nukva of the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Since they receive the Bina, the goats, they are happy. Satan and the nukva of the three lower worlds receive the evil Bina of the level of Atzilut. Since Hophla and Bina of the evil Zeron Pin of Atzilut are called goats, as mentioned in the Zohar, Zeron Pin and the nukva of the luminous shells of Bria, Yetzirah and Asiya, their children are called Aza and Azel. The word for goat is Etz, or Ez, spelled Ayin Zion. The children of the goats of Atzilut are called Aza, spelled Ayin Zion Aleph, a derivative Aramaic form of the word goat, and Azel, spelled Ayin Zion Aleph Lamed, meaning a goat god. Together, these two goat offsprings are called Azazel. And just like the words for the shadow of death and the depths of comprise both of them, shadow is referring to the male and death to the female. Azazel can thus be seen as a contraction of Azah and Azel. The word for the shadow of death is Salmavit, itself a contraction of the words for shadow, Sel, and death, Mavit. The letters that form this word, Sadi, Lamed, Mem, Vav, Tav, can be permuted to spell depths in Hebrew, Metzulot, spelled Mem Sadi Lamed Bav Tav. The shadow or lack of light is the active side of evil. The shadow or lack of light is the active side of evil. The construction of holy light and death is the result of expression of this evil, being cut off from holiness, the source of life. Thus it is written, the feet of a forbidden woman have descend unto death. Thus, when a goat is sent to Azazel, God casts all their sins into the depths of the sea, as is stated in the Zohar. This is so since Azazel and the depths of the sea are mystically synonymous, as stated. Since these goats derive from the holy Nukva and her leftovers, they manifest strong judgment, as stated in the Zohar. We have explained previously that the Nukva must evince strict judgment in order to differentiate between holiness and evil. When this judgment is exercised in an entirely evil context, however, it becomes prejudicial judgment. Now you know that the luminous shell is half good and half evil, and separates the holy realm from the evil realm. When a person transgresses a prohibition, this natural realm serves to complete the three evil shells of his evil inclination and becomes completely evil itself. This is his punishment, or the effect, for transgressing a prohibition. When an element of the luminous shell is given over to the three completely evil shells, it completes them into a unit of four, mirroring the four worlds of holiness. The reinforcement of his evil, inner evil, making it a power more difficult to reckon with, is the truest punishment or effect for evil behavior. As the sages say, one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and one sin leads to another sin. Satan has received the divine beneficence present in the goodness of the goat. Now on Yom Kippur, Hashem commanded us and permits us through his goodwill to send Satan one goat, which comprises good and bad elements, as stated above. Satan then rejoices over the additional power granted to the three holy evil shells, for by receiving the goat, he has received the divine beneficence and the life force present in the goodness of that goat. As is known, the reason the forces of evil pursue holiness is so that they can enliven themselves. Without the life force siphoned off holiness, they would die. Hence the great joy Satan derives from this goat sent to Azazel, especially the light of the fact that God has given it to him knowingly, and Satan does not have to toil or exert himself for it. After casting the lots over the goats, the high priest would then confess the sins of the Jewish people over the goat's head. The power of this repentance, this confession, would refine the portion of the goat associated with the world of Yetzirah, separating the good in it from the evil. This is necessary, for it is impossible for good and evil to be intermixed, as they were before the sin. For through sin, the power of evil increased, and the good would just be subdued before it. As was stated above, good and evil are mixed together equally in the luminous shell. Once a person sins, however, the evil is strengthened and the balance is upset. Repentance cannot be merely an attempt to return to the state of affairs that existed before the sin. It is too late. The only avenue open to is to align the potential good with actual good. The initial innocence has been lost, and the only avenue open is to align the potential good with the actual good. Holiness, and let the evil that has been actualized assume its position with true evil. For example, a kosher chocolate cake is in the realm of the luminous shell. It is neither holy nor evil. What it will become depends on how it is used. If someone eats it for holy purposes, for example, to add to the enjoyment of Shabbat, or to give himself a needed temporary lift, or in other order to experience the goodness of Hashem in having made delicious food, then the cake existentially enters the realm of holiness. If it is eaten for coarse purposes, to indulge in sensual pleasure, it descends into the realm of evil. The person who eats it will most likely be able to measure the purity of his intentions by the way he feels after eating the cake. To the extent that he feels uplifted or holier after eating, he succeeded in keeping his intentions pure. To the extent he feels coarser, he did not. This is the meaning of repentance. Evil and good are separated through this. Although they existed originally together in the luminous shell, the evil has now been identified. It clings to the goat and disappears into the realms of complete evil. The good, meanwhile, returns to the realm of supernal holiness, no longer part of the luminous shell. Satan is a fool and makes mistakes. This is why Satan rejoices. He sees that he has now been fortified by this additional measure of energy from the luminous shell, and he accepts it with full consciousness. But he is a fool and makes a fatal mistake. Or on the contrary, he will be heaping coals on his own head, meaning that evil was initially intermixed with good in the luminous shell, and he had a strong foothold. Supernal holiness was forced to grant beneficence to the good with which the evil shared the luminous shell. This is the mystical significance of Israel's exiles amongst the idolaters. When evil shares the luminous shell with good, it can more easily seduce men into sin. And since it does not have to entice him into an explicit prohibition, only into using a neutral aspect of reality for egotistical purposes. But now that evil has been separated from the good, Satan has lost that portion of divine beneficence that was granted to it via the good of the luminous shell. It follows that Satan has been tricked and has suffered a great loss. On the contrary, a situation that was originally complete for him is now the opposite. For as the verse paraphrased above continues, Hashem will surely reward you, meaning that the goodness of the luminous shell connects to and completes the holy soul of the person, while Satan loses this good altogether. This is illustrating the tremendous power of repentance. It's the end of our essay, the end of our class for tonight. Does anyone have any questions? I wish everyone an easy fast. Tomorrow morning, we will have a sleep hope class at 7 a.m. And that will be the last class until 4:30 or till 11 a.m. Excuse me. That is the last class until 10 a.m. Thursday morning, when we will have a Hebrew class for those who wish to attend. As I said, I wish you all an easy fast. Don't forget to use the meditation given to us by the Ari to make it an easy fast. Shalom to all. Is there a question? Shalom.
Hope you have an easy fast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.